I'd like to welcome everyone to this special city council meeting of December 14th, 2022. Apologize, my 5-minute drive here took 20 minutes. There was a pretty good accident. We only have one item on the agenda. Do we want to have public comment? Is there a public comment? No one from the public? No one online? Okay. First and only item, consideration of a request to authorize the city manager to purchase a new boiler for the city offices in the amount of $49,450.
Thank you, Mayor. We have, a few moments ago, I introduced Thad Torres, who's with First Service Mechanical. He's here in case the council has questions, and it's his company's recommendation that we replace this boiler at this time. And I also have Cameron Wright with us, who's the city's chief building official, and who is our, if Cameron won't be offended, I'll say it this way. Cameron is the closest thing to an expert on the city staff in HVAC, and he is very skilled and has been helping us a great deal, though his job is building official. So in the information that I gave to the council in preparation for the meeting, you might have surmised that the city has been working for a number of years to improve the HVAC system. I believe that the time has come for us to replace one of the boilers. If we don't do the replacement, we're looking at repairs currently at about $12,000 to $13,000. It's a little higher than what I put in the staff report. And I just don't believe, with the number of call outs, we've relied on FSM to have their technicians come out. It's expensive when that happens. It takes time. And our staff during the winter suffers through fairly cool temperatures in the building. So I just felt, and looking at the record of how often we have FSM make those calls to the building to make the repairs and how many faults we have, I'm strongly in agreement with Cameron's recommendation and FSM's recommendation that now is the right time to replace this boiler. It's an unbudgeted expense, and so we'll have to come back to the council and at a future time and amend the city's budget. But we're recommending that the council authorize me to enter into a purchase agreement for $49,450 approximately, which will purchase a 500,000 BTU RBI boiler, which will work with our existing Fulton boiler to continue to provide heat to the building, and more reliable heat, we expect. And so that's the bid that we have. We also expect that we may be able to get some rebates from Dominion Energy by purchasing this boiler. It's an energy efficient boiler. We will save quite a bit on gas bills. I don't know. I can't give you a hard estimate of that, but we should experience savings in our natural gas bill at City Hall. Thad, do you have a comment on that or anything?
Yeah, I don't know if the council members are here from when we originally got involved, but let's maybe give you, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of history. When we got brought in, we did some investigating, and there were a lot of problems that were going on with the boiler. Mr. Horak, at that time, was on the city council, brought us in. And in my investigation, I found that the two boilers that you have are 1 million BTU boilers. Looking at the prints only called out for two 500,000 BTU boilers. So the boilers were twice the size of what you needed. So you had, instead of having 1 million BTUs total, you had a total of 2 million BTUs. And by doing that, what ended up happening was the units were short cycling. At that time, it was decided instead of replacing both of the boilers, we would install a storage tank, upgrade the balancing on the system, and hopefully smooth it out. Well, it's done that very well. The Fulton boilers that you have currently are a pulse boiler. They have a flapper in them that bounces back and forth, and then it modulates. And when I say modulate, it goes up from 100% down to 25%. The new boiler that we're recommending is an RBI. Cameron felt that we'd be better to get away from the Fulton due to the problems that we've had, and had good experience with the RBIs. This boiler here would be the number one primary boiler. And so it would modulate and could modulate down a lot lower and keep a more of an even temperature, which would stop the short cycling that we're experiencing now, which is causing all the problems we have. I did speak with Dominion Energy earlier today, and they're saying that we can pretty much be guaranteed, it's only a $1,750 rebate, and we could put that paperwork together on that. We will be saving a considerable amount on our gas bill, as well as the call-outs that we have. We do need to realize that we need to anticipate within the next maybe 2 or 3 years that we'll be replacing the other boiler with another one this size. Once you do that, then your boilers will be actually what they were supposed to be originally. Where the fault came in as far as the boilers being too big is the model number, or the number rated that's on the blueprints was, I think, I can't remember what it was, but it was 1,000, which normally would constitute to a 1 million BTU boiler. But if you go down farther into the schedule, which has all of the information on the equipment, they're both 500,000 is what it says. And that's how we found that out. So there's a history of what we have. We did go through and upgrade the controls, did a reset on the controls, and install new balancing valves. So we have a good constant volume, and the GPM that is required to each one of the coils is done. And so we've been wrestling with these boiler issues with the short cycling and the ability for it to turn down. So that's kind of the history.
Thank you, Thad. I also would just add I've given you my recommendation in writing, but I really think it will be a great improvement in the building, and we will save a significant amount of money by reducing the number of times we have to have FSM make an emergency call out, which does cost several hundred dollars and sometimes thousands to get the HVAC system working again. So anyway, that's my recommendation to the council.
And the thousands is basically repair parts.
Yes,
parts. On the boilers.
Ken, I've got a couple of questions. I assume we'll just run the one boiler we're going to retain while we're doing this change out on the other one. So I guess the timing really doesn't matter because we still have a backup boiler. But how long how far out are we on starting this?
Mr. Horak, I think we're 6 to 8 weeks out, if I remember right. Something along those lines, 6 to 8 weeks. And then the install, we can be installing it while the other one's running. Currently, you're only running on one boiler. We have a problem with the number one boiler in that the modulating valve is going bad and bringing up alarms. And the new valve, I think it was like $8,000 or $9,000 was the price of valve. I can't remember. It was fairly, fairly expensive, which got the conversation with me and Cameron going. Yeah. But I think, sir, we're about I'm saying 8 to 10 weeks out.
And do we have, and Ken, I guess you can ask this, do we have a PM contract in place now?
We do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We do with FSM.
Ken, if we have to, are going to have to replace the second boiler in a few years, and we would have to pay repair costs for the second one, is it better to replace them both now, or should we just wait off for the second one?
That's a great question, and maybe Cameron, you and I have talked about that question. Do you want to let the council know what your thoughts are on that?
So, kind of my hope is that we're going to continue to run both together. So we'll have the new boiler with the old boiler. The one that's currently running works. It's had a couple times now where it's kicked out. We had one time here, I think about 2 months ago, where it kicked out over the weekend. And then just about a week or two ago, it kicked off. And I'm able to, I can reset it. It resets fine. It runs. It's still running good. And my hope is that we can keep it going for a while longer so that we can actually get a little bit of a leeway between the two boilers so that that way we'll have the new one that we'll get here in a couple months. And then if we can keep the old one going for another couple of years, my preference would be to actually have a new one and then kind of get the new one old a little bit so that that way we have kind of a cycle between the two. So hopefully we always will have at least one newer boiler. If I could even get this old one to last another 6 years, without any, as long as it doesn't cost major repairs, and it can just keep running with just normal maintenance, I think even something like that would be great to where we could get a decent time frame between the two boilers so that way we always know we have one newer one that should always be very reliable for us.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Another thing, sir, excuse me, we can cannibalize whatever good parts off the old boiler and keep them as spares too.
Any further questions on this? I will entertain a motion.
I will make a motion that we approve the purchase of another boiler that's going to cost about $50,000 as stated in the agenda.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's do roll call. Stan?
Aye.
Natalie?
Aye.
Lisa? Aye. Ted?
Aye.
And is Elisa on? No, okay. We have four affirmative, that passes. Any other items to bring up for this meeting, Ken?
No. Thank you for your time meeting, and I apologize for doing that on the busiest week before Christmas, but Merry Christmas to all of you. And thank you, Thad, for joining us, and Cameron also.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'll wait to hear what you guys decide, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, everybody.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.